Dun-dun-dun-dun! I have published a new book. It's called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. You can find it on Kindle and in paperback form on Amazon, and the audiobook is coming soon. So check out The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude on Amazon now. Good morning, my friends. Sometimes we hear a little voice in our head that says, who are you to do this? Who are you to think you can win? Who are you to think that anyone wants to hire you? Who are you to think that anyone wants to listen to you? Who are you to think that you can succeed in this? I would like to turn that question around for you. Who are you to stop? The universe has given you gifts. The universe has given you talents. The universe has given you the unique ability to deliver value to people around you and the world that nobody else can give. You have a unique obligation to use your gifts, use your greatness to make the world a better place. And who are you not to? The universe has entrusted you with a sacred responsibility, a sacred gift, a sacred power to make the lives of other people better. If you give up, you are letting those people down. You are letting the world down. You are letting the universe down if you give up. Not if you fail. Failure is natural. Failure is part of the process. Falling down happens to everyone. It is only if you don't get back up and keep trying that you are letting the universe down. You must keep going, because who are you to give up? Who are you to say, universe, God, you're wrong? Who are you to tell God that he is wrong when he gave you this gift? You have no place doing so. The universe has set you on a path. Your job is to follow it and deliver that greatness. And sometimes it's going to be hard, and sometimes it's going to be easy, and sometimes it's going to seem impossible, and sometimes it's going to seem like you cannot fail. But you must persevere on your path. Now, that doesn't mean you can't give up on a business, or you can't give up on a project because you realize where you need to be is actually somewhere else. But if you give up completely, if you are an artist and you put down the paintbrush forever, if you are a coach and you stop coaching, if you are a speaker and you stop speaking and you give up on your gifts, then you are depriving the world of everything that you were given, all the unique talents that you were personally entrusted with. You are depriving the world of them. And who are you to take the gift so freely given by God to you and shove them in a box not to share with the world? Who are you to turn that commission down? Don't worry about who am I to succeed. Worry about who am I to give up. You have a power and an obligation to be great. I have published a new book called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. It's a lot of the same concepts. The basic principle of the book is that I was coaching clients, and they were telling me about their dream life, and I was recognizing elements of their dream life in my everyday life. And it made me realize there's things in my life that people are dreaming of, and there's things in my life that the me of a few years ago would absolutely have given his right arm for, and chances are you've got the same. So I took these concepts about values and what makes us do what we do, vision, where we want to be, and gratitude, appreciating the awesome things we have, and put them together into one awesome book called The View from the Deck, Values, Vision, and Gratitude. You can find it on Amazon.com. Just search for Michael Whitehouse, The View from the Deck, and get your copy today.